Welcome on WSGW. On your morning team Thursday show. On air and online with WSGW. Early and Dave and Pat, of course. And on Thursday mornings, joined in by another voice. That would be the voice of Saginaw Spirit Hockey. Because on Thursdays during the Ontario Hockey League season, we have to talk about Saginaw Spirit Hockey. And Joey Botano, that voice in studio with us this morning as we talk Saginaw Spirit Hockey. Joey, I said going into the news, and I don't know, is there a hotter team in the Ontario Hockey League these days? The Spirit riding that six-game winning streak, coming off a spectacular December against all those divisional opponents. It's been fun, Joey. It's been real fun.
Yeah, Charlie, it's been good. Unfortunately, no, Saginaw is not the hottest team in the OHL.
Who's the hottest?
Ottawa's won 14 games in a row. So Ottawa out east is the hottest team in the league. Saginaw has won six in a row, of course,
different
over here.
Different conference, different division.
shootout loss for Guelph on New Year's Eve has them in first place in the conference to end the first half of the season. But again, Saginaw in a really good spot. First place in the division. Of course, they are the defending West Division champions. And, second place in the conference. And obviously playing, you know, great hockey right now on a season-high six-game winning streak.
The last two games in particular, I thought were really key. Because you're coming off the break. You had a week off. And, you know your team's going to come off flat or whatever. You know, kids have to get back in the swing of things, everyone. Sault Ste. Marie, you had Windsor, and I thought Spirit might have been the best two games that I've seen all year. They've played some good games, but offensively, I thought they were putting some great shots on goal. Defensively, they seem to be clamped down really well, limiting shots. Marshall Frappier in goal, he's been playing great too. I just thought the last two games just really was, wow, this is some really quality Spirit hockey, especially coming off the break and getting those big wins.
Well, over this stretch, and really over the season, they've won a lot of different ways. But mostly, they've outscored teams this year. What I liked, and what you mentioned, Charlie, about the last two games, is that they've out-defended both teams. Of course, division rivals in Windsor and Sault Ste. Marie. And, you know, Saturday night against Windsor, they got backed in a little bit off the start. Windsor got off to a good start. They scored a little over 2 minutes in. And then after that, it was all Saginaw Spirit in a 4-1 win. Monday against the Sioux was one of the better games I'd seen all year from both teams, really. Sault Ste. Marie didn't get much accomplished offensively in the second period. Saginaw defended them very well. And I guess I would say that the game Monday night was probably Saginaw's best defensive effort of the season. I think they gave up 19 shots. Frappier made a couple big saves, but again, wasn't called on that often. And you know what? That's probably a good thing. I think that's when Saginaw is at their best, is that, you know, they're possessing the puck and that's how they're defending. They're not necessarily defending every shift, but if the other team can't get the puck, then chances are they're not having to worry about defending. So that was the thing that stood out for me on Monday night, was that Saginaw and Sault Ste. Marie, both possession hockey teams. Saginaw was way out in front in possession time, way out in front in scoring chances. And quite honestly, the only reason Sault Ste. Marie was in that game is because their goaltender, Bailey Birkin, had a tremendous 38-save performance, a career high for him.
It's a team game, we know that. We talk about how every player is important, but sometimes we talk about players who seem to be a step above in the last number of games. And it's your star, who just, what, celebrated his 18th birthday yesterday? Yep. Cole Perfetti has just been on fire.
Well, Cole Perfetti is a joy to watch. I mean, he makes coming to the rink every day just that much more exciting. Because you don't know what he's going to do. And on a night where 13 NHL teams were represented with scouts at our game on Monday night, Cole Perfetti was on another level against the Sioux on Monday night. He was tremendous. And not just in, because obviously he scored a goal, but just the plays he was making in the offensive zone, the confidence he had with the puck, the poise. But he always has that. What stood out to me Monday was the speed in which he was making those plays and those decisions was at another level compared to what we normally see Cole Perfetti, and that's really encouraging, you know, moving forward. If he's able to maintain that and find that next gear in terms of his skating and still be able to make those high IQ and elite plays, man, I mean, sky's the limit for this kid. He is a tremendous kid on and off the ice. He's one of our best students in high school. Just a good kid. I mean, I love talking to him away from the rink, love talking to him at the rink, love watching him every night. It's he's a joy to watch. And I mean, you know, you look at some of the guys that have had injuries. You know, Alexis Lafreniere is coming back today for Team Canada, which was great. He won't be out for an extended period of time, but you know, if that would have been a serious injury for Lafreniere, you know, you could have easily seen Cole Perfetti possibly move into the top five or top three even of the NHL draft coming up for 2020. I think it all depends on the team and what's needed and where Cole will go. But certainly he is a top 10 pick in this year's draft. And we're lucky we get to watch him every night in Saginaw. And, you know, again, if you're looking for a reason to come out to a Saginaw Spirit game and it's not, you know, the promotions or the nonprofit partnerships that we have with the community, if you're just a hockey person and you love the game and you're interested in who's going to be stars in the NHL moving forward, we have one of them right here in Saginaw, and you get to watch him every night.
And that, I think, is a cool thing when you talk about the NHL tomorrow from what the OHL is doing today. And you can watch Cole Perfetti this weekend. We've got a couple of home games. Well, first, we got a game on the road at Kitchener. You got three games in 3 days going on. Kitchener Friday, and then Oshawa hosting on Saturday, and home on Sarnia. So let's take us through the weekend. What's going on?
Well, Kitchener on Friday night, they made a coaching change. And, I'm sure I'm not describing this perfectly, but Mike McKenzie basically hired himself to be the head coach as general manager. And you know what? It's worked. I think they might have, I don't know if they've lost a game. I'm trying to see here. They have 11 losses, and I don't think they've lost a game since he's taken over. They've been really good. This is a team that, you know, I picked to win the Midwest Division this year, and you know, they got off to a poor start, cost Jay McKee his job. And I think, you know, I kind of liken it to what we saw here in Saginaw last year. It's a wake-up call for those guys. They were a team that was better than what the results they were getting, and they made a change. And, you know, now they're 9 games above 500. They're 2 points back of Saginaw in the standings. It's going to be a really good test in a measuring stick game for Saginaw, going on the road, playing one of the hottest teams in the OHL in Kitchener. And then, as you mentioned, it's a 3-3, so we're back home on Saturday night, playing the Oshawa Generals, and Oshawa is an interesting team. They're a few points back in their division, with Ottawa being on that tear. They're actually 14 points back of first place Ottawa in their division, but they're in second place. And, you know, they're playing well, they're in third place in their division behind Peterborough, but they're playing well at 18-12, 2-2. They have some very good prospects. Sarah Noel, Florida Panther prospect, second round pick, is on that team. And he's really good up front for them. Nico Gross, a Rangers prospect on defense, who's actually, with the Swiss national team right now in the World Juniors, so we won't see him, which is a break for Saginaw. They're just a really solid team, and these two teams played a really good game in Oshawa earlier this year. So I look for this to be a really close game. There's been some heat between the two teams over the years. The two head coaches have gotten into it a couple times, Greg Walters and Chris Lazary. We also have Daniil Antropov on the team now, who is a longtime Oshawa General. So there's some fuel to the fire here as well. Even though these two teams don't meet very often, it's always a good and a close game. Then Sunday, the Spirit take on the Sarnia Sting. That's a 5:30 start. And then we have a $6 student and military tickets on Sunday, and that's presented by Reader Landscaping. Sarnia is a team near the bottom of the division, but again, they have some pieces that, you know, they have some talent up front in Perot and Reese. They got some grit on the back end and Hatcher and Yakolovic. This is a team that plays it pretty physical. So it's always interesting when these two teams meet up. Of course, they met in the playoffs last year in the first round, too. So there's some leftover heat from the playoffs as well. So that's all coming up this weekend, and another busy weekend for the Spirit.
Always a good time to listen to Spirit Hockey, as you can do all the games on 100.5 News Radio WSW, but especially for Saturday and Sunday. Home games, get down to the Dow Event Center, SaginawSpirit.com, for all things Saginaw Spirit, tickets and information. Joey Buteno will be listening in for you all three games. Listen for some Spirit victories. Continue that winning streak.
All right. Thanks for having me, Charlie.
Saginaw Spirit Hockey all season long. WSGW and you.